It's time for our Caller of the Week.
It's about time somebody spoke the truth here.
I'm going to speak my mind.
On News Radio WGAN.
Jim from Scarborough, I believe, was next. Jim?
Hello, Matt. I have vivid memories of lawn jarts.
You know, I got more texts about lawn jarts in the last 30 minutes than I've had on any subject in quite a while. I guess you guys all fondly remember it. I just never got there.
They were introduced when I was, I think, 10 years old.
Introducing lawn darts, the backyard game with a point.
My parents used to host these big backyard barbecues with a bunch of cousins. The adults would all drink and play lawn jarts. What could possibly go wrong?
So one texter said that his wife has a scar on her knee from lawn jarts.
Just toss, aim for the ring, and let the weighted steel tips do the rest.
I remember my brother getting one stuck in his leg, but after the adults were done and they went to play cards, then they turned us loose. We had a bunch of, you know, 7 through 14 year olds out there chucking these things around.
What could go wrong?
Damn it, Peter, are you guys playing lawn darts in the attic again?
No. Yay, lawn darts! Peter wins lawn darts! She's dumb. She got no idea.
Fortunately, after a couple of years of bad press, they just suddenly disappeared and we never saw them again. So I remember it very well.